Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding for communities everywhere. My bad, I was caught up reading right before you said my name. I was like, no!
Are you kidding, Tim? I didn't even notice.
Take that, world.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm JP. That's Tim. This is the Positive Truth, where we talk about positive news. Stop the fear, stop the hatred, and bring communities together. Tim, how are you?
I am doing amazing. How are you?
Doing well, sir. I'm doing well. If you want to support the Positive Truth, give us a 5-star review, like, share, subscribe. It helps us out so much, helps us spread this positivity, because that's all me and Tim got. You can also follow us on our social media accounts, like our Instagram, where you can see pictures of Tim's pretty face, our Twitter, where we post our videos on YouTube. We also post on our Facebook page, which is all linked below, where we also post positive news stories on our Facebook page as well. That was not near as smooth as on Monday, but I tried.
You're a thug.
Whoa, Tim.
Positive thug. Positive thug. Let's clear that up.
Whoa. I'm an educated black man, sir. great positive news stories. Tim, what do you got?
Take that. Did you ever watch Ace Ventura Pet Detective?
You know I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, I should have guessed that. Well, I have a cool pet detective story that I didn't realize a pet detective was like still a career, and I still think it's dope because I respect it, because I know when I was a kid and I saw that movie, I wanted to be one. Anyways, back to the positive news story. So this Air Force veteran in Land O'Lakes, Florida, lost his dog. He got into a car accident. The dog, Sandy Girl, was in the car as well. Dog was okay. He was okay. He was being transported to the hospital whenever the police officer asked him what did he want him to do with the dog. He told the police officer to send him to a neighbor. Larry Petit, who's the man who was in the car accident, was in the hospital for 3 days. When he got out of the hospital, his dog was nowhere near to be found. He was beyond depressed, didn't know what to do. And after 22 days went by, he decided to call a pet detective. And within one day, this pet detective found this dog, recorded the reunion between the dog and the owner, posted it on Instagram, and said, case closed. If you guys want to see this video, it'll be on our Facebook page. I'm sharing it right now as we speak at the Positive Truth Podcast.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, man, it's crazy for you to lose your dog for 22 days and a pet detective, again, that I respect to the fullest. I think it's dope that that's a real job. Finds it within a day. I can only imagine, because I love Captain to the fullest. I have a daughter, so I don't get to talk about Captain as much on here because obviously my attention is fully on her. But I love my dog. I couldn't imagine being without him for one day. So to lose him for 22 days and then somebody finds him for you, I think he paid her $500. It was a $500 reward. It was worth it. I know that.
Yes, sir. So, Tim, today all of my positive news stories are just to, I guess, restore faith in humanity with stories of people overcoming something or just doing something incredible. My first one is about this guy. His name is John McCovey, and he had it kind of rough growing up. And when I say kind of rough, I mean he did some bad things. So he was an armed robber serving a life sentence at 24 years old. Yes, he had been shot dead by the police twice, and they resuscitated him back to life. And he was put in a maximum security prison. And in the prison, of course, you know, go through a lot of thoughts. And he came across a rower. You know what a rower is, right?
No.
You don't know what a
like
rower is?
On a boat?
Yeah, it's the exercise machine.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm thinking it's like a job or a title or something. I don't know.
So he got on it, and he was like, wow, I'm good at this. Exercise makes me feel alive, especially when you're boxed up in a cage all day. And he discovered he has, like, super excellent endurance. And so he went from almost getting killed by the police twice, getting a 24-year life sentence, to being out of jail, and now he's the only Nike athlete, the only Nike triathlon athlete, period, that's sponsored. He's the number one Ironman athlete in the world. And he's breaking just like all of the old records. He's just crushing it. He's like, I can do something for 2 hours and not be bored because I spent 10 years in jail. And he's also really good at it. And now he's using all his like sponsorship and money to like give back to kids and say like, hey, you shouldn't act like me. So shout out to him for changing his life.
Dude, that's
around.
An amazing story. What's this man's name?
John McCovey.
I'm definitely going to look him up. That is an amazing story. I love hearing things about endurance athletes. They don't get enough credit.
I mean,
but that's awesome, man.
Running, swimming, and biking.
Yeah, man, to change your life around completely and to give that credit to exercising is amazing, man.
Understatement.
He says, obviously.
He says my sense of time is warped because he spent so much time in jail. He can just like, I love running because it's just like, it's freedom that you just never, running, all this endurance is just something you can't do in a jail cell. So he just, every second he's out there, he's like, this is incredible. I just want to do it more.
It's freedom. That's awesome.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, my next positive news story is from a police officer in California. He received a phone call from an out-of-town family member that was worried about their family member. And he was just told to go check on her because she wasn't answering her phone calls or anything. So he goes by and he goes to this house and this woman was okay, perfectly fine. He just said, hey, Officer Alvarez asked, you know, can you please call your family back? They're wondering what's going on. They're real worried about you. And the reason why they were worried is because she's confined to a wheelchair. She can't really move around too much. And she receives meals on wheels twice a week. So they weren't sure if she's still alive, if she's eating, what's going on, because they know she can't leave and go anywhere without any help. And the officer asked her if she needed anything, and basically she had food and everything. She was okay there, but she did need a couple more supplies. And Officer Alvarez took it upon himself to go ahead and go shopping for her. And that's exactly what he did. He left her at home, went to the store, picked up some milk and eggs, oatmeal, cereal, things of that nature, came back, gave it to her, and went upon his day and finished out his work shift. I thought it was super cool because, again, we don't hear enough positive news stories about police officers. There's a lot of negative ones out there if you turn on the TV, but there are a lot that are going above and beyond their call, and I thought it was pretty awesome.
Yes, sir. Shout out to those police officers.
Tú sabes.
We're at the halfway point of the podcast. We like to do a little bit of audio meditation where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on around us. We encourage you to do it with us. We guarantee it'll make your day so much better. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I, sir, am grateful for social media. There's so many positive news stories that are being shared these days. I know when we first started doing this, it was a little difficult to find some positive news stories. Now, there's people that are sharing so many positive news stories that I wouldn't have thought would be sharing them a couple years ago. And I just love the power of social media whenever people are using it for good. So, yeah, man, I'm actually thankful for social media. It's weird to say, I guess.
Also, we appreciate everyone that sends us in positive news stories for us to talk about. You're the best. Keep doing that.
Take that.
I'm grateful for smiling because I'm realizing more and more that I need to do it more often. So for instance,
why do you say that, JP?
Okay, so I have a coworker, and she used to live in the same apartment complex. And she told me a story. Well, she's one of those really honest coworkers. That's why we both get along. And I'm a little bit stone-faced and monotone, and that's an understatement. And so she tells like one of the people I was working with. We all work together. She's like, yeah, if you don't know JP, he can kind of come off as a prick. And she did use prick. She used something that rhymes with it.
Gotcha.
She was like, the first time I met him, like, she was like wearing a vest and tuxedo. It was like, we work at expensive restaurants. You have to wear a tux at work. And I told her, I was like, oh yeah, good luck with that. I meant that. It was like, yo, good luck with like your future endeavors. She was like, she took it as like me being an a-hole. And I'm starting to realize, like, when you compliment somewhere, you tell someone like, good luck, I hope you're the best, you should probably smile at the end, because if you stone face it, people take it the wrong way sometimes.
Absolutely.
Especially when you're monotone. And I laughed, because I mean, I can't, like, if she felt like I was being a prick, I can't get mad at that. Even though I wasn't, it was just like, yeah, I probably should smile more often. So that's why I'm appreciative for smiling.
Good story, good story.
I'm also appreciative of garbage men. So, like I said, all mine have a theme. We often overlook garbage men as like one of the lower pegs on society.
Right.
But there's a man, his name is Dane Ray Cummings. Hell of a name, like the name. And when all the wildfires were going on, he was still working, trying to get trash out the area. He was just a serviceman. And the whole, where he was going through, was just like, they were trying to pick up extra trash so it wouldn't catch on fire. He saw a lady out front that was of a place that was supposed to be evacuated. And her name was Margaret Newsman. She's 93 years old and just broke her back and she couldn't leave. So she was struggling to get out the house because, you know, broken back, that kind of makes transportation a tad difficult. So Cummings was like, okay, we gotta get out of here. Went in, picked her up because she was like in her front door, got her to the garbage truck, drove her to safety. I think it's awesome. And yeah, he was basically just going through there helping people, helping get trash out the way. Anyone that needed it, a hero. It's just something you hardly ever hear about, so I just want to talk about it.
Hardly, man. You never hear a story like that. Like, never, ever, ever. No, man, that is awesome. I'm loving your theme today, JP. Let me just throw that out there to you, man.
Yeah, that's why it took so long for me to get started at the beginning of this, because I was trying to put them in order.
I see what you did there. I'm liking it, though. I'm liking it. Man, my last one for the day, it's a pretty cool story. It's super short. This woman by the name of Jill Hauser, she has a mother, and her mom is 92 years old. Her name is Rosemary. She saw this video on Facebook that inspired her to build this super awesome blessing bike. So her mother used to love to go bike riding back when she was younger, and she could, and she was able to. And Jill was like, you know what? I see this bike. I think I can make this, and my mom can get on it, and I can ride around with her, and I know she'll love it. And basically, that's what she did. It's this big, like, carriage-looking bike that somebody's pedaling in the front, and she gets a chill in the back while somebody's driving her around. It's pretty awesome. It's a cart that plenty of space for her to sit down and sit her wheelchair inside of it. And that's exactly what she did. Rosemary loves it. There's a bunch of pictures I'm going to share to the Facebook page where you guys get to see it. It's something super simple that – actually, it's not simple at all. I don't know how she made this thing.
Yeah, I was about to say,
super awesome, man.
How do you put a wheelchair with a bike? How do you pull that off?
Yeah, man, it's super awesome. It's like this box cart thing. And the fact that she made it for a 92-year-old woman, and the 92-year-old woman is loving it and enjoying herself on it, I just thought it's as positive as it gets. You're never too young, never too old to do something positive, and here we are, man.
Never too old to get on a bike, apparently, too.
Yeah, man, I'm shook the fact that she's getting on the bike. She's letting her daughter pedal her around like that. There's no way. At 92, I'm chilling, man.
I think I would do it.
Hell, like I'm 29 and lose. I'm chilling.
Yeah, I was never good at riding bikes. I think I've almost killed myself twice riding a bike, and I just decided at like 18, like, yeah, I'm done. Just I'm done.
Hey, I agree with you there, man. I couldn't tell you how many times I almost wrecked myself.
It's like, we can do all these athletic things, Tim, but riding a bike, nope.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Tim can actually do a kickflip on a skateboard, but he can't ride a bike. It's just crazy what your body can and can't do sometimes.
Facts. So, you know, muscle memory's there for bikes. That memory's there for falling down, I guess. That's what it is.
Exactly. So So my last positive news story to restore your faith in humanity is to restore your faith in the common man around you and people doing the right thing, even when no one's looking. There's a Romanian man who bought a cupboard on an online like website in Europe. And, you know, husband name is Samuel. And Samuel's like, he told his wife, like, yo, you should come see what I found. And he found in this cupboard, like a box stuffed with 500 euro notes, which came out to 95,000 euros, or about $107,000 for us Americans. And that's crazy, right?
Absolutely.
Well, they returned it all. They're like, yo, like, what? This isn't us. This isn't for us. Like, somebody left this in here. So they gave it back to the person they got the cupboard from. And he was like, oh my God, thank you so much. I forgot my savings was in there. Basically, it was a story about he got it from his grandmother who had left his mother who put her savings in there. And he didn't know. It was just a crazy story. But it's just Samuel did the right thing. A lot of people do the right thing with no one looking, and we don't have the opportunity to tell these stories because no one talks about it, but that's why we're here.
Absolutely, man. That's super positive because I don't know if I had that in me, but yeah, for sure, man. You're absolutely right, though. Like, there isn't a place to talk about people that do things like that, and I'm glad that we're doing this podcast for that gentleman there.
Yes. Yeah, like, that's a lot of money, but he did the right thing. So shout out to Samuel. His last name's Tianzi, I think. So shout out to him.
You.
Do you got a quote, Tim?
I do. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
That's the truth. That's why there's naps, though, Tim.
Man, I don't know what a nap is. I wish I could take one.
Well, hopefully this podcast was everyone's mental nap and everyone feels more refreshed and more positive for their day. We'll be back soon. We're out.
Stay positive.